This is Bird Note. The Tower of London has a long and notorious history. It has been the site of murderous political intrigue and famous beheadings, a place to lock up prisoners or the crown jewels. And for more than 300 years, the Tower of London has also been home to a flock of pampered ravens. Legend has it that in 1666, the time of the Great Fire of London, ravens were vilified as scavengers of the dead. When asked to rid London of all ravens, including those in the tower, King Charles II consulted his soothsayer, who foretold that the tower would crumble, and the monarchy with it, if the ravens were ever killed. The ravens would live, the king proclaimed, and be given the royal treatment for the good of England. At least that's one version of the tale. The curious corvids have inspired several origin stories over the centuries, and we may never know which, if any, are true. But to this day, a raven master from the Yeoman Warders cares for no fewer than 6 ravens in the Tower of London. They're given ample food, comfy quarters, and private burials in the moat near Traitor's Gate. The ravens live out their lives happily in the tower, more than can be said for Anne Boleyn, Thomas More, or Sir Walter Raleigh. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support for Bird Note is provided by Charlie and Carrie Kale, and generous listeners around the world.